This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden walking with French President Macron among a sea of world leaders and World War II veterans, some over 100 years old, alongside the beach in Normandy, marking 80 years since the Allied invasion of Nazi-occupied France. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's just spoken.
80 years later, we thank the young Americans who took the beaches, who helped liberate France, and who helped free this continent from Nazi tyranny.
President Macron placed Legion of Honor awards around the necks of 11 American men who fought that day. President Biden waiting to speak right now. London correspondent Vicky Barker's father fought in Normandy. She interviewed him just before he died in 2003.
We were in the apple orchards of France, which was a terrible situation.
Staff Sergeant Jim Barker landed on Omaha Beach a few weeks after D-Day, but the Germans were still shooting from the dense hedgerows and apple orchards.
It was perfect territory for a defender, but terrible territory for an attacker.
My dad's unit fought the retreating Germans through France and into Germany. It wasn't pretty. He only started talking about it towards the end of his life. He wanted his grandchildren to know where he fought and what he fought for. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Russia is expected to begin military exercises in the Caribbean in the weeks ahead. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
These would be the first simultaneous air and sea maneuvers by Russia in the region since 2019. Russian ships may also make port calls in Cuba and Venezuela. These exercises are thought to have been planned for some time, but they come as the U.S. steps up support for Ukraine, allowing it to strike inside Russia with some U.S. weapons.
Israeli warplanes staged a deadly attack in Gaza overnight, where refugee families were sheltering. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab reports.
Dazed, bloodied, and terrified, the survivors who were sheltering in the UN school when it was targeted in an Israeli airstrike. A CBS News team was at the Al-Aqsa Hospital in the central city of Deir al-Bala, where the remains of at least 30 people were also brought.
Witnesses say most were women and children. Here in the U.S., record highs of 112 in the forecast for Las Vegas and Phoenix. Could reach 107 in Fresno, California. These two hoping for relief at a park in Auburn.
It was really hot today. It feels like a sauna.
We have this water bottle full of river water, and we've just been pouring it on ourselves.
A tornado downed a tree that hit a home in suburban Detroit, killing a two-year-old boy. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's 8th District will need a new representative as Marcus West announced his resignation this week. He's moving outside the 8th District boundaries. The Fox River flood watch in Kenosha County continues, with the National Weather Service saying that the river near New Munster is expected to rise to 11 feet by tomorrow morning. That's the flood stage. A Franklin meatpacking operation is shutting down and laying off 70 workers. Strauss Brands has announced plans to move beef operations to Mundelein. The Racine County Roundabout project near Burlington continues to face delays. The start date at highways J and 11 has now been pushed back to June 17th. Gateway Technical College has once again been recognized as a military-friendly school. They've been getting that award for more than a decade. As Racine Unified prepares for the merger of Westridge and Jefferson Lighthouse schools, both buildings are hosting farewell events this week. Westridge Elementary says goodbye with an event this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are dealing with several injuries right now.
Look at the situation we're in. We've used 11 starters in 61 games. I mean, you know, he certainly qualifies as a guy that could fill a role for us with all our nine guys on the IL.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We may catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon, and it will be windy with a high near 70. The wind west gusting to 30 today. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71 on Saturday. A few sprinkles, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Try and eat healthy. I drink the bottled water. I feel kind of, it makes you go to the bathroom every 10 seconds. But, you know, I feel kind of silly buying the bottled water. Maybe I'm just too Midwestern. Every time I go in a store, I'm always like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I know I can get water free from any faucet, but I want to pay for it. I'm just curious, do you have any air back there? Or can I buy your garbage? It is water. How did we get to the point where we're paying for bottled water? That must have been some weird marketing meeting over in France, you know? Some French guy was sitting there, he's like, how dumb do I think the Americans are? I bet you we could sell those idiots water. Look, Pierre, the Americans are pretty dumb, but they're not gonna buy water.
Oh, yes, they are. Let's just tell the Americans the water's from France.
You gotta understand. Radio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Radio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Radio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see you. Taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop without lightning striking again. Lightning is
at WRGN, local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. So, more than half of American pet owners say their pet is their soulmate, and they believe their pet knows them better than anyone else. But remember this, before you wish your pet can talk, remember what they've seen. Hey, today it's going to be increasing cloudiness with a high near 71. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Sunshine tomorrow, beautiful day, high 70. Partly sunny on Saturday, highs near 70. Right now, it's sunny and 67 degrees.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Yeah.
Kingsman, Louie Louie. Now tell me.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
What I started to say was there, when you hear Louie Louie, be honest, what movie do you think about from the 1970s? Animal House. Remember that? Louie Louie? Animal House? Yeah. Here's a good workplace tip for you this morning. A new survey asks people if wearing nicer clothes makes them more productive than wearing casual clothes. 31% of people actually admitted, yeah, they do work better when they're dressed up. 50% of people say their clothes don't affect their productivity. I wear jeans, but I wear a very nice shirt with these black jeans in the morning. So, jeans, nice shirt. So, that's like a 50-50 thing, right? It's 8:16 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Today, increasing cloud cover, highs near 71. Looks like partly cloudy tonight, lows around 55. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 70. And Sunday, great, sunny, highs near 71. Nice weather on the way right now. It's sunny and 67 degrees here at Radio Park.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. If you have ever worked a day in your life or bought something from the store, you have paid taxes and invested in our country. And I'm going to bet you a truck full of tacos that you have not gotten the full return from that investment. There are a ton of underused government programs, resources, and tax credits out there for taxpayers of all incomes. There's an average of $1,100 out there for every American household. And this is why Work Money, the not-for-profit I run, has set up an all-new resource center. And I would like to note, it is free because we raised some money to do it. Just go to our website at workmoney.org or text or call us at 1-833-WRK-MNEY. It's just Work Money without the O's. You can chat with a real person who's going to help you figure out what you likely qualify for and how much you could get. This is Carrie Joy saying, don't leave good money on the table. Till next time, take good care.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Ski Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer, coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Round, round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around,
I get around.
Strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip.
got the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Getting old, I think that Mike Love from the Beach Boys is touring this summer, and he's 83 years old. So I feel young. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Well, this bride is going viral for her cost-efficient decision to serve chilies at her wedding. She said she paid $1,950 for 99 guests. The average price of a catered wedding is $75 a guest. That'd be nearly $7,500. Now, I wouldn't mind an Arby's wedding. So if you're planning on one, I would attend one of those.
come now. And that comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, well, here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You never walk alone. And you're forever talking on the phone. I try to call you names, but every time it comes out the same. Here comes my baby. She comes now, and then it comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, well, here comes my baby. Here she comes now, walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
And timeless hits, WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary historic 1400 AM. You can hear that everywhere. All right, this is a strange story I'm going to tell you now. A woman in Arizona woke up to find someone had slashed her tires and accidentally cut off their own finger in the process because they left the finger behind. The police bagged it. She's waiting to hear from them to find out who it belongs to. So I guess if anybody there who is missing a finger, better contact the police because I guess they can get a fingerprint from it. Huh? It's 828 WRJ and we'll make it 829 now. Looking for sunshine today. Increasing cloudiness later on. Highs near 71 right now. 67 and sunny right here at Radio Park where it's news time.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun faces prison time himself. Randall Hepp is charged with misconduct in public office after four inmates died on his watch in a year's time. Eight former prison staffers are charged with felony abuse. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One of the four deaths is ruled a homicide. He died of malnourishment after his water was turned off. The former superintendent of Wisconsin's largest school district is getting $160,000 to walk away. Milwaukee's Keith Posley is quitting at the end of the month after failing to report required financial information to the state. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Fox River flood watch in Kenosha County continues. The National Weather Service says the river near New Munster was 2 feet below flood stage this morning, but is expected to rise to 11 feet by tomorrow morning. Racine's 8th Aldermanic District is set to undergo a change in leadership. During a common council meeting this week, Marcus West, the alderman representing the district for the past 4 years, offered his resignation. West told the council he's resigning because he's moving out of the 8th District. Investigators across the state line are trying to figure out why a house exploded Tuesday night, with one person found dead in the rubble. It happened in Lake Zurich. First responders showed up to find the home completely leveled and the body of a man in the debris. It's believed the 77-year-old that lived in the home died. As Racine Unified prepares for the merger of West Ridge and Jefferson Lighthouse Schools, both buildings are hosting farewell events this week. West Ridge Elementary will bid adieu with an event this afternoon. Jefferson Lighthouse School's farewell celebration is a PTA-sponsored carnival. That'll take place Saturday starting at 10. The schools are joining Starbuck for the next academic school year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We may catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon, and it will be windy with a high near 70. The wind west gusting to 30 today. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71 on Saturday. A few sprinkles, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
This is what I don't understand about snoring. There's no transition period between saying goodnight and snoring. There's not like a 10-second window of opportunity where I, too, could fall asleep. It's just simply him talking. Good night, honey. Wake yourself up. Literally, a pin could drop and my boyfriend's like, wah! But I'm expected to sleep through Jurassic Park.
Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJM. It sounds like something my wife came up with. Doing chores is great for your brain, according to the study. Researchers found that people who do a lot of housework have bigger and stronger brains, which is a key to staying sharp as you get older and even avoiding things like dementia. See, I think spouses came up with this to get their other spouse to do work around the house. What do you think? Thank you.
she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Cindy Huber wanted me to tell this story, even though I've told
absolutely.
It a million times already.
But see, you really did.
I know. You weren't listening. Yeah, you weren't listening and you didn't hear it.
That's really cool.
Okay. Benny King is the lead singer on the Drifters. That's who you heard sing there, Benny King. Then he went out, left the Drifters and had Stand By Me and Spanish Harlem and a bunch of other hit songs. So my brother used to play with him. And my brother was a guitarist and he played with Benny King. And Benny King was doing a show up in South Fallsburg, New York. I was about 12 or 13 years old at the time. And he said, he pulled in the afternoon, he said, let's get our blood flowing. There was a basketball court. And he said, let's play some basketball. And he pointed to me and said, you're on my team. So I played basketball with Benny King against my brother and his
this group.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And that's why you're the star you are.
That's right, because I played basketball. We won, by the way. He's great. He was great on the basketball court. And the guys he was with, too. He opened up the van. All the smoke came out. They were all smoking in there.
It was must have been cigarette smoke.
It was. It was cigarette smoke.
Oh.
Yeah, he was really good, Benny King. Well, he put on some show that night. It's 8:42 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits for you.
Eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Conversation.
8:48, local news, timeless hits, WRJN Radio. Do you know the Simpsons only have four fingers on each hand? Do you ever notice that? Mickey Mouse only has four fingers on each hand either. The animators say it's easier when you have four fingers. It looks less crowded on a hand when you only have four fingers.
I can see that.
Even on the Simpsons, when they say five, they hold up one hand and add one to it from the other hand. But on the Simpsons, only two characters in the history of all the 20 years they've been on the air had five fingers.
Who?
God and Jesus made appearances on this
show. I missed that.
That's the one where Homer went to heaven. He was dreaming he went to heaven, and he's walking hand in hand with God, and he says to God, I like it here. I can't wait to be here someday. And God says, you can't wait 6 months? Anyway, so he's walking, and the writers were asked, why does God and Jesus, why do they have five fingers in each hand? They said, because they're perfect. Good answer. It's 8:49 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, more straight ahead.
Welcome to Personal Touch by Julie, your trusted local experts in floral artistry and handcrafted arrangements for over 47 years. Enjoy the convenience of local area delivery, bringing beauty right to your doorstep, just in time for Mother's Day, prom, or graduation. But it's not just about the flowers. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemmed from family traditions. Visit Personal Touch by Julie today at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, where every petal tells the story of love and celebration.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. an extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. See what he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go
Jim Messina and Kenny Loggins, Jim Messina, Your Mama Don't Dance, Daddy Don't Rock and Roll. Before we leave today, I just want to remind everybody, today is the date of the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of the beaches at Normandy. And those beaches were Utah Beach, Omaha Beach, Gold Beach, Juno Beach, and Sword Beach. Those were the names given to the beaches, code names, so the enemy didn't know where they were landing. And those were the names given to the soldiers. And I was watching this morning, they were at the cemetery there at on the beaches of Normandy, where hundreds and hundreds of soldiers are buried. And the commentator said, not one old man is buried there. All young men, 18 and a little bit older than that. And they had all the soldiers there, the veterans, who were going to partake in the ceremony. President Biden was there this morning, about 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago. Not one of them is under the age of 98 years old. They're all there in wheelchairs and their uniforms with their ribbons and their medals. And they have to be at least 98 because it was 80 years ago and they were probably 17 or 18 years old when they landed on the beaches of Normandy. So we honor the fallen soldiers and honor the soldiers who are still alive today. And I found it interesting because General Eisenhower, at the time later President Eisenhower, but General Eisenhower had two letters written. One, a congratulatory letter that we landed there safely and we took the beaches in Normandy. And the other one said, I'm sorry for the failure of our D-Day invasion. I take full responsibility for it. Never had to read the second letter, obviously. And that was the beginning of the end of World War II. And so on this 80th anniversary, June 6th of D-Day, congratulations to the soldiers who were there today. We honor you and remember the fallen soldiers who were buried there on Omaha Beach and called the beaches at Normandy. So you have our respect. And also, I want to make mention at Pritchard Park this Saturday at 1 o'clock, there is going to be a, it's not a memorial. I won't use that word. But it's going to be a veterans memorial set up there. The soldiers who will be there to set up the memorial, they're alive. And it's at Pritchard Park Saturday at 1 o'clock. It's the very first one. For the Cavalry Division, this